Ready and Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we're left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating. I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit.
Mr. President, how about instead of just leaving willy-nilly like our hair's on fire or escalating, why not making it clear to the Taliban, we are going to leave deliberately, it's going to take a little while, we need a corridor, we're going to get all our people out, we will go when we go, if you don't like it, kiss our red, white, and blue hiney. Once again, the false choice is the big Biden defense strategy.
Well, there's not, His speech yesterday was better received by your lefty media than other things he've done, but the overall final chapter on the war in Afghanistan, and I hate to even use that term. He kept talking about longest war, forever war. It hasn't been a war so long. If you're going to call it a war, then I get to say, well, then somebody won or lost, because somebody wins or loses wars. If you're going to say it was us occupying it to try to keep it out of the hands of the Taliban and keep an eye on Al-Qaeda, and we've decided it's not in our best interest to stay there, okay, fine, you can make that argument. But if you're going to call it a war, then there has to be a winner and a loser. There's no such thing as we've just called it, you can't walk around away from the, you're tired of playing chess and you walk away from the game. It doesn't work that way. In a war, there's a winner or a loser. And so now you've got to make the argument that we won or we lost. Don't you?
We won. It was the greatest airlift in history.
No, so he's not, but to me those things don't go together. He's not making the argument that we won because you can't, but he keeps calling it a war. Well, if it's a war and it's over, who won? Wasn't us. The people that controlled the country before we got there control it again. And they have a whole bunch of our equipment. They took our equipment. They told us when we can leave, and we said, okay, we'll even leave a little bit earlier. And now they're in charge. There's no possible way you can call that a win.
Getting back to the whole false choice thing, give us clip 34, Michael.
I take responsibility for the decision. Now some say we should have started mass evacuation sooner. And couldn't this have been done in a more orderly manner? I respectfully disagree. Imagine if we'd begun evacuations in June or July, bringing in thousands of American troops and evacuating more than 120,000 people in the middle of a civil war. There still would have been a rush to the airport, a breakdown in confidence and control of the government. And it still would have been very difficult and dangerous mission.
Wow, so he is still stuck on his conversation with George Stephanopoulos. No, it wouldn't change anything. It went the way it had to go.
So I don't know which one of the clips it is, but where he talked about people that decided they wanted to stay or are still there, Americans. He pushed back hard on that, saying, look, We told them 19 times. 19 times we asked them if they were ready to get out, and they had their opportunities. Well, as some people have pointed out, even on the left, you know, if they wanted to stay 2 months ago when you ask them, or 5 months ago when you ask them, did they still want to stay like 4 days ago? Because it's quite possible they changed their mind, and they get to change their mind and decide they want to leave, right?
Why? Because everything had changed on the ground? Yes, of course.
Because the entire landscape of the story had changed dramatically. So how many times you talk to people about getting out, you know, 6 months ago is irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how much good he did with that little speech. We'll just have to see.
Interesting idea, though, to come out hot like that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it was pretty clear to me that the administration feels like it's on the back foot. It's getting attacked from all sides. It has no good defense. And so they said, Mr. President, you got to come out forceful. You got to be a leader, because instead of the whispery, confused old man hanging his head at the press conference... Yeah, and so in trying to come off as forceful, he came off as get off my lawn-ish.
So the end was disastrous, as we and so many people have talked about. But overall, the idea of getting out is still very popular with Americans. It's popular with me. I thought this was some interesting stuff. Clip 44, Michael.
After more than $2 trillion spent in Afghanistan, the cost that researchers at Brown University estimated would be over $300 million a day for 20 years in Afghanistan, for two decades. Yes, the American people should hear this, $300 million a day for two decades. You take the number of $1 trillion, as many say, that's still $150 million a day for two decades. What have we lost as a consequence in terms of opportunities? I refuse to continue a war that was no longer in the service of the vital national interest of our people.
Quit calling it a war, or I'm going to ask you who won or lost. But I think the math on that is just interesting.
Oh, yeah.
$300 million a day for 20 years. That's what $2 trillion is.
Well, that really helped build a lot of highways that lasted for 6 months, and schools that are now empty, and an enormous number of armaments that are now in the hands of the Taliban. On the other hand, he is right. I'll absolutely concede he's right that a large majority of the American people said, look, we got to wind this thing down and get out. And fair enough.
Yeah.
And we can debate the wisdom of that, but it's kind of a side question. And again, it irritates me that he continues to toss out that false choice between escalating and staying there for another 20 years or doing everything precisely as he did it. That's not what this conversation's about.
It hasn't been a war in at least 7 years. At least. Maybe longer.
I mean, there have been periods of violence in the exchange of ordnance.
But that doesn't constitute a war.
No, not really. It's an insurgency.
Barack Obama ended the combat mission in 2014. That's 7 years ago.
Yeah, that was kind of phony-ish, but it was a down escalation, a de-escalation rather.
I don't know. I don't know why the politicians and the media all got suckered into this war narrative, and then it makes it more difficult to pull off anything that makes any sense, but that's where we are. It's over. It'll be interesting to see how it plays. I said last week I thought Biden's approval rating was going to end up in the 30s, but it's amazing how time smooths these things out, and the news cycles will roll on to different things. And you know, my guess is he's in the low 40s, which is where Trump was, and Trump almost got reelected. So there you go.
Yeah, his management of the Afghanistan situation is well down into the 30s. I'll dig up those numbers during the commercial. Hey, there's one more clip I'd like to hear. It's a montage of old Uncle Joe saying one thing in particular. Clip 47, Michael.
If there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
This town, this state, this country takes care of our own. Leave nobody behind.
Giving everyone a fair shot, leaving nobody behind. That we do take care of our own. That we leave nobody behind.
To help everyone in need. Look out for one another. Leave nobody behind.
But we will leave no one behind.
It's what America's all about. It's about pulling together, leaving nobody behind.
Giving hate no safe harbor. And leaving no one behind.
Reweaving that social fabric that holds a society together. Honesty, decency, hope. Leaving nobody behind.
That seemed to be a theme of his.
My favorite clip was the one from, that was from the campaign, right?
Where, with the birds?
Like this.
The birds were louder like, than him.
Perfectly clear. Did somebody have the, anyway.
So, I hope that the mainstream media, which is overwhelmingly left and would rather Biden's president than DeSantis than, or whoever else, I would hope that the mainstream media, certainly ABC News, I would certainly think George Stephanopoulos, since Joe Biden looked him in the eye and said, we'll stay as long as we need to stay and get everybody out. I would hope that they will stay on this story and keep asking them about that and say, hey, dude, what's the deal? But I don't know. I don't know if there'll be any legs to this story at all. Our ability to turn the page and move on to other things is extraordinary. You know, just as human beings in the modern world, you know, with the smartphone in our hand and my own attention span, everybody's attention span is so short. I think even something this big will just roll on.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I'm looking for Gallup. 25% of Americans approve of the way Biden's handling the Afghanistan situation.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I just think it will play a minor percentage of his overall approval, certainly by the time we get to the next election.
Yeah. I'll bring you some more of these poll numbers a little bit later on. Are we going to learn how to speak Bidenese?
And I'm not saying this because it's, you know, because I'm all excited about the next presidential election defeating Joe Biden or whatever. I just think there should be a price to pay for lying to all of us like this. You said so many things that weren't true. You flat out, the last Friday before last, when he got up there and he said, there's no Al-Qaeda in the country. Americans can get to the checkpoints easily. And anybody who wants to leave is getting out. He just flat out lied about that. There should be a price to pay for that.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
But I'm not sure there will be.
Well, and again,
anyway, that's enough anger. How about funny?
Speaks to his mental capabilities, if nothing else. Yes, funny is what we need.
Yeah, enough anger. We got some funny on the way. This Bidenese thing that somebody put out on the social media that's just, I think you'll find it hilarious no matter who you are. That's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
More and more parents are exploring homeschooling. If not in your own family, you probably still know someone who is. You need to check out Acelus Power Homeschool. Power Homeschool is the official program offered by Acelus for parents homeschooling their children. At powerhomeschool.org, you'll see how this program keeps parents in control of their children's education by offering online courses right in your home, taught by some of America's greatest teachers. It's a way to keep your students learning at grade level while allowing for more parental influence and involvement. Parents are reporting that it is especially effective for struggling students and students with learning disabilities. This is because Acelus is a homeschool learning accelerator. If you're going to homeschool, you will still be responsible to get your students to spend time studying every day. But with Acelus Power Homeschool, they can get a quality education studying at home. It's not too late for the fall school season. Check out Acelus Power Homeschool right now, your affordable homeschool solution. Learn more at powerhomeschool.org. That's powerhomeschool.org.
He steals the last chicken nugget. You aren't gonna eat that, right? He uses up the toilet paper without replacing it. He borrows your car and doesn't refill the tank.
Those scratches were already there.
He is your brother-in-law. He loves to take what's yours, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Whoops, forgot my wallet. Again.
But when an identity thief tries to take what's yours, there is something you can do about it. You can make sure you have LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock helps monitor your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. And if you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help protect what's yours.
Come on, bro, I'll pay you back.
Sure he will. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I don't know if this guy's name is Joel Fisher. That's where I saw it on the Twitter. He's got a video of it, Learn to Speak Bidenese in 2 Minutes, and it was making the rounds on social media yesterday. We have it linked at armstrongandgetty.com. We're going to play it for you. It's like 2.5 minutes long.
It's worth watching, too. The video's funny.
Yeah, the way he puts it together is really, really, I mean, it's as good as anything you see on late night television. People are getting paid millions of dollars to do. I often wonder if these really creative people, do they get what they deserve out of this brilliant stuff, or is it just the satisfaction of knowing you amused your neighbors?
No, a lot of them have zillions of followers and make huge coin.
Uh-huh. I don't know about this guy, but anyway, let's roll.
Today, I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words, and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is nexnosrent. Nexnosrent. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose a nexnosrent to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Next, no sense.
I thought that was particularly funny. It's not hypothetical. Roll on.
Okay, the next word we've got is badekefker. Badekefker. Say it. Try it. Badekefker. President Biden?
Brock and I think it's a right for people to have badekefker.
It just keeps building. Here we go.
Next, my butt's been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my butt's been wet. It's not my butt's been wet. It's my butt's been wet. Say it. My butt's been wet.
My butt's been wet.
It's him talking to some reporters as he walks across the lawn. Who knows what he was trying to say? Oh, my God. Here's another one.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words.
Right. Wow, what was going on there?
I think he is meaning to say psalm?
Psalmist?
Psalmist, because, see, yeah. He gets into a Bible thing. Yeah. But for some reason, and as a guy who's been going, to me, that really speaks to his mental decline. Because, I mean, he's a highly observing Catholic, very religious guy. And that word just, like, had disappeared from him. But this is the best. This is the big finish. Here we go.
All right. Now that you've got four words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're going to really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender dash dubba de pressure. Truender dash dubba de pressure. One word. One word. Truender dash dubba de pressure. Say it a little more quickly. Truender dash dubba de pressure. Truender dash, double the pressure. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize Truender dash, double the pressure.
Truender dash, double the pressure.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have the whole thing at ArmstrongandGetty.com.
You know,
that's what it's funny. Truender dash, double the pressure.
I don't know what's going on there. I really don't. But watching the speech last night or yesterday, he can't read off the teleprompters. He obviously, whether it's his eyesight or he can't concentrate or he loses his place or his brain doesn't work, he can't read. Can they give him like a big print version he can just stare down at like he's a middle schooler giving a report?
Truender dash dubba de pressure.
Truender dash dubba de pressure.
Truender dash dubba de pressure.
Does at some point the mainstream media pick up on his mental decline? You know, there might be a good reason for the media not to pick up on that. There might be a good reason to not harp on that.
Well, they're constantly diagnosing Trump with various
yep.
mental illnesses.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a drumbeat. You know, for national security purposes, I get your point. The closest you get to it is you'll have like a WAPO or a New York Times journalist describe the president and in a speech seemed confused at times or
my
angry.
Been
my
butt's been wet.
My butt's been wet.
My butt's been wet.
My butt's been wet. Do we have Nexel's Nurl's rent?
Oh, God, that's funny. It's at ArmstrongandGetty.com along with all the podcasts if you miss an hour.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie. Served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and Marciano cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry, serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine in, delivery, and carry out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, I saw a recent interview with a spokesman from the Taliban when he was asked about bin Laden's role in 9/11. He said, I saw no evidence that bin Laden was involved in 9/11. So if the Taliban is defending bin Laden in 9/11, then you know they're going to continue to provide a safe haven for al-Qaeda as well.
I always liked Leon Panetta. He was a SecDef for Obama. He was also ran the CIA for a while. He's worked in different administrations, Republicans and Democrats, and always been a pretty straight shooter as far as I could tell. And him saying, look, if the Taliban is denying bin Laden had anything to do with 9/11, that tells you where they are. I mean, it's pretty obvious. But
right.
There you go.
Right. Their battle against ISIS is just a battle for supremacy in their own territory. It's just a power grab.
Yeah. There's kind of a breaking news on the whole Afghanistan thing. Maybe we'll get to later, but not now.
Okay. Are you going to hint at it or anything?
What Joe Biden knew and when he knew it.
Yeah, I love it.
True international effort to pressure.
Stay with us for that. Yeah. So you claim, sir. So this is one of those gigantic stories that's flown somewhat under the radar because the radar has been focused exclusively on the disastrous evacuation of Afghanistan. New Texas abortion law, it bars abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It took effect today after the Supreme Court declined to act on emergency requests by clinics and abortion right advocates to block it. When the court said nothing by midnight, the ban officially went into force, making it the most restrictive abortion law in effect in the U.S. and seemingly in conflict with Supreme Court precedents, including Roe versus Wade.
So is this an attempt to force a court case, or do they actually think this is sound policy that they'll have going forward, you know?
I think it's probably both, but it's absolutely an effort to provoke a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade, which is highly questionable legal thinking, by the way. Roe v. Wade didn't say abortion's fine because A, B, and C, and D. It just imagined that there is a quote-unquote right to privacy implied by the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and that included the medical procedure of abortion. Maybe you agree with that, maybe you don't, but that's essentially what the decision was. And there are a lot of people that think they created a right out of thin air that doesn't really exist, and people have been hankering to retry the idea for a long time.
So I don't know what the polling would be in Texas specifically, but nationally the polling is people are okay with abortion being legal first trimester, not okay with it being legal second and third. That's just pretty overwhelming, both parties.
Mm-hmm.
It's just where people are on this issue. So I assume at some point, after decades, we'll get to where the people are on the issue.
Yes, and that will vary state by state, which is one of the principles people who don't like Roe versus Wade have shouted through the decades now. Look, you've made it a blanket decision by the courts. You've removed it from the legislature. You've removed it from the representatives of the people who can, state by state, express the will and the opinion of the people, and elections have consequences and the rest of it. By the way, the law in Texas, Jack, you might find this interesting, dictates a physician can't knowingly perform an abortion if there is a detectable fetal heartbeat, which the law defines to include embryonic cardiac activity that appears about 6 weeks into a pregnancy, which is well before a lot of women realize they're pregnant. And it seemingly is at odds with current Supreme Court precedent, which forbids states from proscribing the procedure before the fetus is viable or able to live outside the womb. So, yeah, this will definitely be pushed along. There will be legal fights, and we will probably, maybe, see this in the Supreme Court at some point.
Boy, that'll be a big one.
I saw the other day old man Breyer's talking about retiring at some point. He said, I'm not going to die in this job. Can you imagine? Well, it's going to be 3.5 years till a Republican even has a chance. But can you imagine if he decides, you know, I'm feeling better. I got some nice vitamin supplements off the internet. I'm taking a Viagra. I'm feeling pretty good. I got a new elliptical here back in the,
My Peloton.
Offices. Yeah, exactly. I got a Peloton subscription. I'm feeling better than I have in years. I'm going to hang on. And he hangs on to like the first day of the next Republican administration and he croaks it and it ends up being a 7-2 conservative majority. Oh,
month
left America
one,
would just poo itself.
Month one, he keels over and DeSantis is choosing a Supreme Court justice.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Or Trump again.
Yeah, beautiful. Hey, a quick word from our beloved friends at Simply Safe Home Security. And it's not just like burglar security. Simply Safe is a great system. Technically, the people involved are great. The folks who will monitor your safety are great. They're going to keep you safe during a fire, burglary, medical emergency. They're even there when you're just setting up the system.
Armstrong and, well, I was about to give our own website. Our own website's fantastic, but it's not going to help you that much with Simply Safe. You go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong and you can click around on there for a little bit and customize the system to your home. It's really easy to do. Then it will come in the mail and it's really easy to set up. It's going to take about 30 minutes and not only is it easy to set up, but along with the medical, fire, all the police help that you get through the Simply Safe system, you've got instant access to help setting up the system. So that's pretty cool.
You can save 20% on your Simply Safe security system just because you're our listener, and you get your first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring service. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize the system like Jack was talking about. Start protecting your home and your family or your business or your workshop. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
So we were playing some clips earlier from a Marxist high school teacher, secretly recorded, openly willing to say to anybody who was asking him questions about how, oh yeah, I'm trying to convince these kids to be revolutionaries. You know, I get them young and I convince them to be super left Marxists. And he's out and proud about that as a high school teacher. And we got a bunch of texts about that. How about if you put a bug in your kid's backpack? I don't know if that's the way you want to go.
Check your local laws. Who am I to quibble?
But we got this text. I work at two high schools in the Sacramento area, which is pertinent because that's where this teacher was in the Sacramento, California area, who was talking openly about teaching your kids to be revolutionaries.
And he's an Antifa guy. He's got an Antifa flag in his classroom.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
it's not
is
like
that,
he's doing it in secret.
Is that parents don't know he has an Antifa flag, or don't know what an Antifa flag would be, or are enough people just completely unaware of Antifa? He was unaware of Antifa. He said, I'm teaching Antifa, anti-fascist. I'm teaching these kids to be anti-fascist. So he buys the whole Antifa named themselves BS.
Oh, yeah. Well, he believes anybody who's a defender of, you know, any of the current systems is a fascist. He believes that firmly. And he's an active Antifa member, too. He's not joking around.
So I brought up the idea of how do you know what's going on in your kid's school? I don't have high school kids, which from what I understand, they get less communicative as they get older. But my sixth grader now in middle school, man, getting any information out of him is hard. How was school today? Fine. What'd you learn? Stuff. You know, and it just goes that way. And so I was wondering, how would I find out what he's being taught in school? We got this email. I work at two high schools in the Sacramento area. We have back to school night. We just had it and no parents showed up. So they have no idea what's going on in the classroom. It's
wow.
A low percentage of students' parents who show up. When my kids were young, I was at every back-to-school night. Yeah, me too, and I always will be. And I checked in with their teachers, and I knew what was going on in the classrooms. I can't guarantee I know what's going on in the classrooms. I go to back-to-school night and parent-teacher conferences, and I talk to my kids. But what actually happens in the classroom on a daily basis, I can't guarantee I know. But the fact that parents don't show up, that's got to be a particular neighborhood, right?
Yes. Yeah, I remember back to school night at my kid's high school, which was, I used to refer to it as Caucasian Acres, jokingly. It was actually pretty diverse, but it was upscale in a great school system. Although I understand in the intervening years it has declined. Anyway, it was so crowded. I mean, like walking outside on the sidewalks, you had to make sure you didn't bump into anybody. It was throngs of parents there. And then I would talk to teachers saying nobody shows up. In fact, if somebody does show up, everybody freaks out. Like, what do we do now? In some schools. And by the way, it's worth pointing out to the question of knowing what's being taught in your kids' schools, the Marxist teachers, the real activist radical teachers, and there's way more of them than you'd be comfortable with, they know they have to be careful. They know it's important that the kids not convey what they're being taught, and they will actively talk about, you know, your parents are going to resist this stuff. They don't understand it. So, you know, you probably shouldn't tell them, which is a giant red flag in education. And some of the curriculum and curricula, we were discussing this the other day, actually say other generations might interfere with the progress. So it's best to keep them out of the loop. It's unbelievable what's going on.
Somebody suggested volunteering your kid's classroom is a good way to find out what's going on. That makes sense, but not all classes need volunteers. And I'm guessing the teachers that are, you know, trying to convince your kid they need to be in Antifa are not looking for lots of parents to come help with anything. But it's definitely something to keep an eye on. You certainly can't do this. You can't send your kid off to school and just assume everything's okay anymore. That is something that is, I think we've all grasped that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what's really interesting is alert listener Paul just sent us a section of the California law having to do with education. And section 51530 says no teacher giving instruction in any school or on any property belonging to any agencies included in the public school system shall advocate or teach communism with the intent to indoctrinate or to inculcate the mind of any pupil a preference for communism. And it goes into quite some detail, too. This guy is obviously, flamingly, proudly in violation of the law. But nothing's done. And he says, oh, yeah, there's several of us here that are way left. He described himself as far left as you can go. And that I have 180 days to turn these students into revolutionaries.
So
meaning Marxist revolutionaries.
The person with Project Veritas who was secretly recording him, what was he claiming to be?
Was claiming that he and his son were just really interested in getting down with the cause and connecting and, you know, how do we get involved?
Okay. Just trying to portray themselves as fellow travelers.
Exactly, yeah.
Huh. Because it's just amazing to me that anybody would speak that openly about, I'm a high school teacher and I'm as far left as you can get. Which would be, obviously, we said this earlier, just as bad if you were as far right as you can get. We shouldn't have extremists. You are, by definition, if you're at the very far left or right, an extremist. We shouldn't have extremists teaching high school kids. Or any kids.
Well, what time is it? We got a second. We're going to reset this thing completely late in the show in hour four. But give us clip 23, Michael. This is Gabriel Geib of Indercombe High School in Natomas, California.
I probably as far left as you can go. I've gone down those deep dark rabbit holes where like the idea of like adventurism and just being like, why aren't people just like taking up arms? Like why are we, and you know, we have historical taking up arms like against the state. And we have historical examples of that happening and them getting crushed and being martyrs for a cause, and it's like, okay, well, it's slow going because it takes massive amounts of organization.
There you go. Flirting with taking up arms, the violent overthrow of the American government, preaching communism to children, and turning them into revolutionaries. Welcome to your local high school.
That's wild. So we have this kind of breaking news, if it turns out to be true, about the whole Afghanistan withdrawal story, what Biden knew when, what he was saying behind the scenes. We'll have that for you next.
The National Strength.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text CAR to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text CAR to 42424 right now. Text C-A-R to 42424. Text CAR to 42424.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Taste of Reading is back. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary presents the 14th Annual Taste of Reading 2021, Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and micro brews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Bartosh, Refugia, Soul Punch, and the Stone Hearts. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Cornerstone Community Bank for their underwriting sponsorship to our local restaurants at this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 14th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, September 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating. I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit.
Have you heard anybody who buys that argument, no, that those were the two choices?
No, no. That's hilarious. There wasn't another choice, a better planned and executed departure, a controlled departure, a departure we controlled instead of the Taliban? Please, ridiculous.
So this is out from Reuters. Biden pressured Ghani, that was the president of Afghanistan, to create a perception that the Taliban weren't winning. President Biden pressured Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani to create the perception that the Taliban weren't winning, whether it's true or not, said Joe Biden, in a phone call just 3 weeks before the insurgents took control of the country. Biden and Ghani spoke for roughly 14 minutes on July 23rd in what would be their final phone call before the Taliban overran the government. Much of the call was focused on what Biden referred to as the Afghan government's perception issue. I need not tell you the perception around the world and in parts of Afghanistan, I believe, is that things are not going well in terms of the fight against the Taliban, Biden said. Jeez. There's one of the all-time understatements, as it turns out. And there is a need, whether it is true or not, there is a need to project a different picture. At the time, the Taliban had already seized about half the country's district centers and was only weeks away from taking Kabul. So the Taliban had already taken half the country when Biden is telling Ghani, you know, there's a perception among some that that you're not strong and holding up against the Taliban.
What's that? Because breaking half the country's... news, breaking news. I will alert the media, Mr. President.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the phone call, Mr. President. Did it. We have breaking news. There's a perception we can't fight the Taliban. Yeah, no S. Sherlock, he says back to the president, probably.
Wow.
Biden told Ghani that Afghanistan's prominent political figures, including former President Hamid Karzai, who the airport is named after for some reason, should give a joint press conference that backed a new military strategy on how to defeat the Taliban, saying, we will change perception and that will change an awful lot, I think. I'm not a military guy, Biden said. So I'm not telling you what the plan should precisely look like. You're going to get not only more help, but you're going to get a perception that is going to change in terms of how our allies and folks here in the States and other places think you're doing. Yeah, well, that's straight out of the Too Little, Too Late handbook. You clearly have the best military, Biden said. You have 300,000 well-armed forces versus 70, 80,000, and they're clearly capable of fighting well.
Wait a minute. I got to stop you right there. I mean, I was aware that 300,000 was a hollow number. There were ghost soldiers, tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 of them, that just disappeared, went home, and weren't ready to fight anything. So why is he pitching that number to the president of the very country?
In a private phone call, I don't know why they wouldn't have been at more of a point of dealing with reality right there.
Exactly.
When our president's talking to their president, when the Taliban has half the country, why would you still be putting a happy spin on it?
Right, when everybody involved knows, why wouldn't you be saying, look, how many serious fighters do you think you have, Mr. President? About 120? Okay. All right, well, that's a serious challenge. What do you need, blah, blah, blah? No, you have 300,000 well-armed phantoms that just went home the moment their training was done, if they finished it at all.
Listen to this sentence from the president, though, from Joe Biden, and how it turned out. We will continue to provide close air support if we know what the plan is, and all the way through the end of August, and who knows what after that.
Wow.
Promised close air support from the United States all through the end of August. We didn't even come close to that.
And when did we ghost them from Bagram? Do you remember the date?
I don't remember when we left Bagram, but the country fell the weekend of the 14th. So, yeah, 2 weeks ago. So We didn't make it to the end of August with close air support. I mean, obviously, there was not a lot of close air support going on there as the Taliban came into Kabul, or we'd have blasted them off the earth.
Wow.
I don't know what was going on there. Biden's tone throughout the call suggests he did not expect the collapse of the Afghan government just 3 weeks later. I assume there will be lots of people looking at this. As the Washington Post said, this needs to be looked at from every angle, and it needs to start immediately. I hope that actually happens. I hope that actually happens.
The guy from The Apprentice got impeached for saying, hey, Hunter Biden's a crook. You ought to investigate him or something. But this is fine.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And then that president grabbed $160 million and left the country. He's got a pretty good life going so far.
Hey, you got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him. Huh?
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.